Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of The Neil Haley Show and Freedom from Addiction here on Libsyn and also are all syndicated platforms in the country. And I'm excited about today's show. Again, what I try to bring in this segment slash show and programs all over the place is something that Wynn Henderson, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD's mission is. Truth just below the surface. And basically thinking about truth just below the surface involving the coronavirus, involving QAnon, involving all these different things that have not reached the mainstream media yet, but trust me, it will. And so that if you listen to this program, you're going to be ahead of the curve in what's happening. So I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? And excited about our topic for today.
Yes, Neil. Our topic for today is, what's the correlation between vitamin D deficiency and increased COVID-19 mortality?
All right. So that's interesting in a lot of ways to look at that, especially when the mortality rate for people that do not have pre-existing conditions or is very low. So it would be interesting to see how those are the mortality rate. So what is vitamin D3 deficiency and how prevalent is it?
Well, my research indicates that about 90% of people in the United States are vitamin D deficient. And this deficiency has collided with the COVID-19 pandemic and likely radically increased the number of deaths because of the insufficiency. Well, we know that at least 40% of the population has severe vitamin D deficiency as conservatively defined by a blood test. And that blood test indicates that you have 20 nanograms per milliliter or less. So the researchers believe that over 40 nanograms per milliliter is the ideal vitamin D level that you should have on a blood test. And over 95% of children and 87% of adults have less than this ideal level.
Wow. That's very, very interesting in how we can do that. So are there currently studies that prove vitamin D's effectiveness in treating COVID-19?
A recent study, Neil, at the University of Chicago of over 4,000 patients found that untreated vitamin D deficiency was associated with an increased risk of COVID-19 infection. Another observational study in Southeast Asia found that of those with a critical or severe case of COVID-19, only 4% had normal vitamin D levels, whereas 96% of those with a mild case had normal vitamin D levels. Another retrospective study involving 780 cases in Indonesia found that vitamin D status was strongly associated with COVID-19 mortality. And it demonstrated a radical reduction in the death rate from COVID-19 as vitamin D levels increased to over 30 nanograms per ml. And so what we're saying is less than 20, severe deficiency, and over 40, you're in the good green zone. So what you want to do is get your blood level of vitamin D up to those levels.
Does vitamin D3 deficiency increase your risk of catching COVID-19 and dying from it?
Well, yes. There are many reviews that consider the ways in which vitamin D reduces your risk of viral infection. It likely reduces the risk in respiratory infections because it influenced several of your immune pathways with the net effect of boosting your mucosal barrier defenses while simultaneously dampening excessive inflammation.
Are there studies that say vitamin D supplementation doesn't work?
Well, yes, there are, but they're deficient in that they have not asked the right questions. So in each of these cases that shows that it doesn't work, there's a common flaw in the study. And so we don't have studies that are well set up that shows that vitamin D doesn't work.
Tell us about vitamin D dosing.
Well, you need to input your weight, because the dose is somewhat dependent on whether or not you're overweight or not. And so there is a website that you can go and look at, www.grassrootshealth.net/project/calculator. And what is determined is that virtually there's no risk of taking a dose of 8,000 international units per day. So this seems to be a safe strategy. I found by calling a pharmacist that they have it over the counter, and they just had a 10,000 dose, but that's fine too. So if you are normal body weight or underweight, you might be able to get by with 1,000 to 2,000 units per day. But if all they've got to offer you over the counter is 10,000, go ahead and take 10,000. Research has indicated that the normal dose that I just told you about has no toxic effects.
Okay, so that's good to know. So there's it's definitely safe. What is the association between magnesium and vitamin D?
Well, over half the population, Neil, does not get enough magnesium in their diet, and far more than half are likely deficient. So magnesium supplementation is recommended when taking vitamin D. This is because magnesium helps to activate vitamin D, as the enzymes that metabolize vitamin D in the liver and kidneys require magnesium. In fact, about half of those taking vitamin D supplements are unable to normalize their vitamin D levels until they take magnesium. So you should go to your drugstore and get over-the-counter magnesium at the dosage level that's recommended on the bottle, and take it also in addition to the vitamin D3.
Okay, and I guess so one question I'm asking is, what is good things that's natural without taking vitamins that have lots of vitamin D in them?
Well, you can't get enough in your routine one a day type vitamin combinations. So you need to buy your vitamin D just by itself, so that you can make sure that you're getting approximately 10,000 units of vitamin D. Same thing with magnesium. Sometimes your regular vitamins will have a little bit magnesium in them, but you can go and just buy magnesium as a supplement and read the directions on the bottle to find out. Now, vitamin D and two other supplements are what you need to decrease your chance of getting COVID and if you do get it, decreasing your chance of dying from it. And there's zinc, which you can get over the counter at a dose of around 50 milligrams per day, and vitamin C. And vitamin C you can get at 1,000 milligrams per day and take two pills a day. That's 2,000 milligrams per day. So that's what you need. You need vitamin D, zinc, and vitamin C, and also a little magnesium.
And the last question is, can you test to see if you have low levels of vitamin D through blood work with your doctor?
Yes. Yes. I've got a blood test in right now, and I'm going to find out what my vitamin D3 level is.
Do they usually test all those? Do they usually test that when they run a full blood work?
No, not generally.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, very great information, Wynn. And best place we can find information on you and go is there's a few places.
Well, yeah, Neil. The most productive place would be to come to this podcast, and you can tell your friends. And the address is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. And you spell Libsyn, L-I-B, as in boy, S-Y-N. Don't put any spaces between the words, and don't capitalize it. And that should take you to my most recent podcast, which will be this one in a few hours. And then you can scroll back to see maybe 200 other podcasts that I've done and pick the ones that you're interested in. The other thing is my website is www.revwynhendersonmd.com. A lot of information there also.
Well, thanks again for a very informative segment, Truth Just Below the Surface, and I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, guys, that was the Freedom from Addiction segment plus the Neil Haley Show. Take care, everyone.